This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right. Some reason I don't. Okay, I know what I'm doing. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Whenever I see somebody out there making a splash in the pro-gun advocacy and other members of the press corps besides me, when regular members of the press corps, including the anti-gun members of the press corps, show up and they start listening, that gives me a moment of hope. And my next guest has inspired a little bit of hope. He is the founder of Black Guns Matter, a very interesting young man. His name is Maj Ture. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. How are you?
I am doing just fine. I am good. You recently got interviewed by quite a few players, but who was it that was interviewing you when you were talking about President Clinton, or excuse me, Secretary Clinton's Secret Service detail?
I think it was a Rebel Pundit. I'm not 100% certain, but they asked the question about how I felt about, you know, her stance on, you know, removing guns, for lack of a better term. And, you know, it became a little bit of internet sensation after that, you know.
Your thing that you suggested was that if she's so against guns, that they just carry around mace.
Absolutely. If you're still saying that firearms, you know, isn't the issue, and, you know, that safety is paramount, even though, you know, most modern firearms come with safeties. And if you're that adamant about, you know, there needs to be more gun control and all of those different things, but at the same time, your security details are walking around with M5. If you want to put your money where your mouth is,
right,
just give them mace, give them batons, give them, you know, a knife, if that's the case. You know, but I think a lot of times people say things for talking points. And, you know, I respect the office. I respect anyone's service, you know, public service. I respect that. But sometimes you got to call a spade and say what it is, you know, regardless of, you know, whatever side of the political spectrum somebody lies on.
Well, let's talk about the genesis behind Black Guns Matter. Now, this is Black Guns Matter, for those of us, this is not about AR-15s and that type of rifle. This is about Black America arming themselves, right?
Yes and no. It is. Me personally, I'm a Glock guy. I like a black firearm.
Yeah.
It's easier for me. There is a strong segment of the black community that is, you know, that information, for, you know, whatever reason, has been hidden or removed or vilified or demonized. In my experience, so much even more so than other demographics. So in that sense, yes, Black Guns Matter, but is it to exclude anyone else? Absolutely not. You know, we had our weekly firearm safety and training class yesterday. I mean, it were white guys, Asian guys, you know, Hispanic women, you know, everybody's there, you know. So anyone that wants to, you know, support, understand, learn, and secure their Second Amendment rights, they're welcome.
Are you still doing a lot of work with Uri Zaltzman?
Yeah, we actually are doing a shooter Sundays.
Right.
Around there at his gun range where, you know, we'll take a small group of people that have already went, more than likely have already went through our first, you know, hands up the classroom portion of Black Guns Matter. And we go around, they can shoot all day. All day. They can have the range all day. They start off with 150 rounds. You know, obviously paper targets, safety equipment and those things like that. But absolutely, Yuri's a good guy around here. Hello?
I'm waiting for the sirens to get by.
Okay.
That was very dramatic. That doesn't get to happen very often. Now, for a lot of people, there's got to be a lot of people very puzzled to see you sitting up, standing up, articulating what you're articulating, saying what you're saying, talking what you're talking, because this is not part of what is normally the narrative that they think should be coming out of your face.
Correct.
Well, how much of that are you getting? How many, like, I know you've been interviewed by NPR, and I know that probably had to, they probably had to keep going, looking at you, going like, are you sure? Are you positive? So, I mean, what kind of feedback are you getting from that quarter?
The feedback is great once we communicate. The communicating with me, okay, yeah, you know, I'm a guy, I'm urban. I got these long locks. I got tattoos. You know, my PR team says, hey, you're the Allen Iverson of Second Amendment rights. So on first glance, I understand why somebody, especially if I'm shaven or not that day, I understand why someone would have a double take, because these are the type of conversations that generally don't come from my demographic, and that's part of the problem. Part of the problem is, you know, we in our demographic, we have plenty of information about our cell phones, our laptops, all of these classes, all of these information, all of this stuff. But no one's having this conversation about this tool that could be potentially deadly, lethal. You know, so, you know, I get the initial trepidation or, hey, what's going on here? But then after that, when we have the conversation, every conversation is an opportunity to break that stereotype and to show them how limited they may have had, how limited they may have been. And, you know, I get very little pushback. I get very little pushback. Once the information is presented and the person receives it with an open mind, that's not anything that, you know, guys way before me have been doing with the 2A fight. The difference is it's just coming from a different demographic. But if the listener is objective and trying to be open-minded, the facts are the facts, you know. So it's always good.
Well, I mean, you actually are in the advocacy game sort of young. Most advocates do not. You're 29, is that right? Am I right about that?
Yeah, that you know, I, again, depending on how I look like I'm 65. Sometimes I look like I'm 48. Depends on how stressed I am that day. But yeah, it is a younger man. It is an older man's game, normally.
Well, it is, but at the same time, what I like about what's happening with you now, I know a few activists in 2A, and some like, do you know Rick Ector out of Detroit by chance?
No.
No. Or Ken Blanchard, Reverend Ken Blanchard.
Yes.
See, Ken taught me how to podcast and how to do a lot of things. And yet, Ken doesn't get the splash that you're getting because of your age, I believe. And I believe it's your age. Plus, you're a musician by trade, aren't you? Am I right about that?
Yes.
So you come across as young and fresh, which is good because, you know, in my age group, which I'm 55, we've been talking about gun culture 2.0, and there you are. I think that's outstanding. We're coming up on the first break. Tell people how they can find you and what they do, if you would, please, sir.
Oh, well, they can social media. My Twitter and Instagram is @MajTouré, MajTouré. They can hit me up anytime they want to. It's me. They can direct message me, ask questions on those different things, and we'll talk. We'll communicate.
Facebook.
Oh, yeah, same thing. Maj Touré, MajTouré. They can go to the official Black Guns Matter _MajTouré page. It's like us. Oh, they can also go to the GoFundMe page if they want to support for our 13-city Black Guns Matter tour. They can go to that GoFundMe page /Black Guns Matter.
Roger that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. At a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit RealPriceSilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. RealPriceSilver.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection,
This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Rejoining me is the founder of Black Guns Matter, Maj Toure. Maj, recently you posed this thought-provoking question. What if we stop trying to get guns off the streets and instead start a licensing young men in Philly to legally pack heat? Now, Pennsylvania is a relatively pro-gun state, but Philadelphia is a little bit different within Pennsylvania, right?
Right. Philadelphia is the only city of the first class in the state of Pennsylvania. So they'll create ordinances on this, you know, preemption thing. They'll create ordinances that actually are unconstitutional, which is like saying, hey, even though the rest of Pennsylvania is an open carry state, but in Philadelphia, if you want a license to carry, you have to conceal your weapon. So, you know, that's one thing that's in the way.
Right.
That's clearly it's illegal, but they'll kind of just do stuff and say, hey, well, if you don't like it, fight us in court, you know. The actual NRA, what they did was they fought that case, and they took it up to the Supreme Court level. But what happened was, you know, the Supreme Court turned it down because they said, well, you as the NRA, you don't live in Philadelphia, so you don't really have a dog in the fight. And that's how that went. But, yes, so the remainder of Pennsylvania is very pro-gun, but because Philadelphia is the only city of the first class in Pennsylvania, it's a little bit more tricky here.
Well, I mean, in New York State is a fairly big gun state, except New York City. So they've sort of got although it's much more restrictive in New York State than in Pennsylvania. Your question is actually a question that could be asked of every metropolitan area, right?
Yep. And see, and that's the part of the reason that when I'm in those areas, that's a question that everyone should ask. Why is it that it's okay for every other part of a particular state that is pro-gun, but then when there's high concentrations of people, the citizens, the actual people that this Constitution was written for and by,
right?
Why is it that these particular cities are the ones that we're going to try to create these, you know, freedom-barring rules in? Maybe it's because this is where the most people are that we'd like to control. Maybe we don't want these people to actually defend against tyranny. Maybe we don't want these people to defend themselves against criminals. Maybe we don't really want these people to defend themselves against the corrupt portions of law enforcement. You know, and I posed that question to a lot of people, and everyone, you know, when you look around and you go, oh, okay, everywhere in New York State except New York City, everywhere in here except this place. You know, and you have to ask yourself that question. And I know it can seem a little bit conspiracy theory-ish, you know,
right,
but, you know, you kind of have to look at the data of it, you know. And it, to me, it's very clear. Especially where I'm from, nobody knows what those numbers and letters on the side of the ammunition box even mean. They don't. They don't know the difference between a 9mm and a 22 cal. They have no idea.
Right.
And I go to other places and see that it's a little bit different, even if it's a poor community, I have to ask, why is this information, you know, handled a certain way differently in my demographic? So we're not going to complain about it. We as the people are going to do something about it, and that's, you know, the birth of Black Guns Matter.
Now, I got to ask this question simply because one of the things that bugs me the most is that I grew up during the 60s, and in the 60s, you know, in the 60s and 70s, when I was a kid in school,
mm-hmm.
all of my friends in school that were black had a mom and a dad at home.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't grow up in a big city. And then as I've grown into maturity and everything else, I look around, and that changed.
Right.
That changed. I mean, there for a while, Black America was a little bit ahead of white America when it came to keeping the nuclear family intact.
Right.
You know, late 50s, 60s and everything else. And then that strategy changed. And in all of these metropolitan areas that you describe, they're all run by progressives.
Yep.
And I don't understand how it is considered a progressive notion to have young people, you know, a lot of young people that are just happen to be black,
killing each right. other, or, you know, those that are not involved in this little sort of schism, getting caught in a crossfire here and there just because they happen to be out there on a street somewhere or in a, right. in a yard or on you know, in a playground or something. That's the part that irritates me the most. And one of the things that I like about you coming on the scene is that I think a lot of the people that would look at me and say, "What? You don't have a dog in that fight. You're not a black American." Well, okay, finally, here comes somebody that knows how to put it. And are you getting that guy? Are there's, like, when you're talking to NPR, are they blinking really fast? Like, oh, this all, I never thought of it this way.
Well, sometimes they do, initially. Like I said, initially they do. They have, we're like, really in uncharted territory, you know, at our organization. Because, I mean, we did Hannity a few weeks ago. Like, and my friends are like, who? You know, and... it's such an uncharted territory that they don't even understand, you know. It's so uncharted that the normal, if they could predict it based on it being charted, they would give me more resistance. But it's so foreign to them, the NPR section, and we generally have a great rapport and a great, you know, great, we've been on NPR 3, 4, 5 times. We have right. a great situation. You know, as far as that goes, but I think it's because they haven't ever, they can't even judge or create a bias for it because they've never seen it before.
Right.
You know, and the reason why I have to exist is because, you know, people are being murdered at epidemic, pandemic proportions. Chicago is crazy right now. We're going there after Baltimore. You know, these are things that even an NPR person, you know, whatever that sounds like, even those guys, everybody can relate to. The murders are insane. And the things that you're, whether if you're super, no, let's put the guns down, let's not, or the destroy every gun. If you're peace-loving or you're just super people control, everyone can agree that whatever we're doing presently is not working. It's not working, you know, so... I'm not going to act like it doesn't exist. We're not going to pretend like we'll just hide it or cry about it or complain about it. We're not afraid. Those are people that understand me, that I understand. They smell like me. They understand me. They get where I'm coming from. They can smell the authenticity on me. When I come through, when I'm in Compton and when I'm talking to them about those things, even if it's a ghetto, a poor community, I don't care if it's a white neighborhood. There are certain similarities and commonalities that we have in the Second Amendment.
Yep.
Don't care what your belief is. That commonality in the Second Amendment and wanting to be able to defend whatever those beliefs are, everyone can agree with that. And that's why the NPR section, the Republican section, all of these different areas agree with what we're doing.
Hang on for me. We'll be right back. This is Rock and Roll.
Time is life situation. Do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682.
Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Ammunition Depot. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. You see me shooting it in a video, it probably came from ammunitiondepot.com. Rejoined by the founder of Black Guns Matter, Maj Touré. Maj, have you got time to take a call?
Sure.
Let's go to the phones. Kakarot, yes, sir, what's on your mind?
How we doing, gentlemen?
I'm doing good.
Doing good, that's fine. Taj, I want to give you kudos, man. I tell you, listening to you gives me hope of the younger generation that they are coming around to what the Second Amendment really means. It's people like you and Colin Noyer who stand out, who go to the people, let them know, you know, the common man. Yes, you're black, but that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether you're black or white or a red man. What you're talking about is dead on perfect. And I just want to give you kudos for standing up for your rights and having the tenacity to face it and to go out into the public and to bring about your message.
Thank you tremendously. Thank you tremendously for that. Those are the things that keep us going here. When we're outside and we hear the people, the actual rank and file, the people that touch that go to work every single day, that's who gives me motivation. And not somebody, you know, creating laws and sending, you know, other people to enforce them that have nothing to do with the people. So I salute you for that, sir.
Thank you, sir. Gentlemen, y'all keep it up. I will continue to listen. Mr. Bill, you have a good evening, sir.
You keep the shiny side up, Kakarot.
Yes, sir.
All right. You know, I know Colleone. I dare say probably you're resonating harder than Colleone did when Colleone first came on the scene, because you just came out of nowhere. That's part of the intrigue, isn't it?
Yeah. At the first, I want to give him a shout, because Colleone donated $1,000 a few days ago to Black Guns Matter. And I know he's a low-key guy, you know, and he does an excellent job, and he's in a stratosphere that I can only, you know, imagine to be in, you know. However, he just decided on his own to just donate $1,000 to our campaign, so I definitely want to give him a shout. But he's part of the reason why I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm just doing it from a different, more urban, more, you know, it's not as polished, to be honest, you know, but he's definitely, you know, a great inspiration for me.
I don't, you know, as far as the amount of polish and all of that other stuff, I think sometimes that sort of adds to a level of distrust. If somebody looks at someone and says, wow, that's really slick-looking production. But somebody like you who's coming out, and, I mean, it has nothing to do with me. I was in the military. I was, you know, I was raised a certain way and everything. I see somebody like you walking up, and I find out you're a musician. I'm probably going to talk your ear off, because I would love to be a musician, but I'm not even good enough to play the radio. So, I mean, just sort of messes me up. But, you know, Colleone is he may be a good presentation, but I mean, I look at some of the interviews you give. You're a very good orator, so I don't think I would sit back and just say, you know, wholesale that Colleone is better than you. God, he's had more practice. Let's look at you in that same amount of time. I think that you're going to be around for a little bit. I want to ask you a question regarding the NRA. Have you had any? Besides Colleone, have you had any notice from them or anything?
No, not yet. And we would love to work with them. See, here's the other thing, too. That's the question I get a lot, in the sense of, oh, I either get one or the other. I either get, oh, the NRA doesn't care about black people, blah, blah, blah. I get that one. Or I get, yo, why haven't they reached out to you yet? The NRA is not, they have such a large responsibility on their shoulders. Mr. LaPierre, you know, that whole team of everybody over there. So I want people to understand that the NRA is a resource for them to go learn about, find out some information about if they haven't already. So, you know, we're going to keep doing the work. We would love to work with, you know, the NRA, obviously. You know, they're the largest, they're the strongest, you know. But right now on the floor, on the ground level where we are, I mean, if that happens, great. But we're still going to do the work. But presently no one has. I've been on NRA News. I love Cam and Co. Shout out to them. You know, those guys over there. I've been over there a few times, you know, on their show. But, you know, really it's just about, and I kind of want people to get out of that. The NRA is a resource for you to learn, you know, sharpen your skill, take some of those basic, you know, pistol courses, you know, and whatever other skill set that you want to sharpen yourself on. But they're not to be looked at as, oh, this is this, you know, we have to do that work. We have to, you know, or at least a medium amount of it. You know, you get assistance in the areas that you need assistance in. But the NRA is not here to save you. The NRA is here to, you know, support you and assist you in your civil liberties. However, you know, you got to do the work, man. You got to put your feet in the ground. You got to put your hands in the soil, and you got to dig up them roots yourself. You know, you gotta know your local politicians. You gotta put pressure on them. You gotta know those local laws. You gotta, you know, certain law enforcement. Some of those guys, I say, hey man, if you guys aren't handling the community properly, you need to talk to those guys. You need to pull them aside. You know, if you're in the community and you see somebody that you have an ear with and they're doing something improper, you have to pull that guy to the side and say, hey man, you know, this is our community. We live here. We gotta be safe, man. We gotta protect it. We have to do that work. The NRA has already shown and proven their level of commitment to the Second Amendment. They don't have to prove anything else to anyone else. You know, we have to, you know, uplift ourselves and do that work, you know, and then maybe the NRA will come, you know, give you some thumbs up.
Well, tomorrow, Maj. I'm going to be having coffee with a friend of mine who is an NRA board member, and he's one of the first three people on the ground at the Colorado recall. So he knows how to wreak havoc wherever he goes. And if it's okay with you, since I have your number, I'm going to give him your number.
Okay, cool.
And I will. Is this number that I have of yours, is this a mobile phone? Because I will text you his name so you'll know when he calls you who you're talking to. And then I also want to put you in touch with a guy named Rick Ector who runs something called Legally Armed in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing some of the same kind of work you're doing just in Detroit.
Okay.
Now, Rick is my generation, but Rick had to reinvent himself and everything. And I think the networking of this getting out and doing all this stuff, I hope it would be advantageous to you since you're asking the questions that, you know, if the stuff you're doing, if it were to actually be approached the way you recommend it be approached,
mm-hmm.
which you think that knocks the murder rate in the inner city down 60%?
2 weeks ago, I stopped a murder.
Well, hold that thought. We're coming up on the last break of the hour, and I don't want to interrupt you in the middle of that tale. We'll open with that tale. But I mean, do you think the looking at the figures, when you look at the 50% of murderers and 50% of murder victims, do you think that would cut the murder rate down if the inner city were to adopt your philosophy?
I don't think it. I know it.
See that. I can't tell you how often I, as an older gentleman, Maj, get very angry looking at this stuff and looking at some of this other stuff they talk about on a regular basis, which we're not going to have time to talk about because we're going to listen to your story when we get back. One more time, tell people how to find you, Black Guns Matter.
Social media, my Twitter and Instagram, at Maj Toure, MajToure, all one word. Facebook, my name, Maj Toure, official Black Guns Matter, _ Maj Toure for both of those pages. Hit me up. Let's talk.
Outstanding. We will be right back.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Live from the Second Call Defense. Self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Ammunition Depot.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. My guest this hour so far has been and still is Maj Ture of Black Guns Matter. You were about to tell us how you stopped a murder.
Yeah, two of my friends, you know, a lot of my friends, you know, are still illegal carriers. You know, some of my law enforcement friends, oh, you got to turn those guys in. I'm not doing that. Especially in areas where I can, you know, get those guys to make those transitions on their own. So anyway, these guys had a disagreement, you know, and I know them. It's going to be on site when they see each other. When it's, it doesn't matter who's around, we don't care. I'm going to shoot you when I see you. You know, that's that type of guy or those right. type of guys. So I was able to, you know, jump in there, communicate, and tell those guys, listen, man, that's not what he said. That's not what he meant. I know you heard a thing or two from somewhere, and that's not what he said, and I don't want y'all to run into each other, you know, and it be on site and somebody get, you know, murdered. And it doesn't have to be either one of you guys. It could be an innocent bystander. You know, so I got those guys to sit down, had a conversation, figure out where the miscommunication was. Then I even actually got one of them to come down to the Firearm Academy to work on, you know, learning how to secure his firearm safely. So saying that to say, that's where we have to get in. Another key component of what we do at Black Guns Matter is the conflict resolution piece. You know, I know to some of my hard line 2A guys, oh, I don't need no conflict resolution, but you actually do. You know, the thought process, you know, that you have, you know, especially with, you know, a deadly weapon is very critical. It's very important. So, you know, at our meetings, we talk about, you know, people's triggers, their thought process. You don't know what that person has going on in their day. Are you listening to actually understand the other person? Are you communicating fully? so that person understands what you're saying? Are you maintaining professionalism at all times, especially with strangers? You know, these are, you know, key areas with those things alone, especially in the summer in a city like Philly. Those things alone can be the difference between you getting shot or not. You know, so that's a very key part that we stress and emphasize, you know, down at our weekly meetings. But to me, yes, because that's the long breakthrough of the short answer, which is yes. With these type of programs available, I know that I can cut down on, you know, homicides, shootings, woundings, maimings, violent crime. I know I can do it. There's not a doubt about that in my mind. We do it every, you know, damn near weekly.
Can't argue with success, can you?
No doubt. You would be foolish to try.
Yes. You're going, did you say you were going to Baltimore?
Yeah, we're going to Baltimore within the next 2 weeks. We have now, to go to Baltimore.
Let me ask you a question. When inevitably you're going to be approached by the anti-gunners, if you haven't already been.
Yeah.
And the difference between you and the anti-gunners, of course, is this is probably before your time, but there used to be a comedian named Sam Kinison.
Yeah.
And he would talk about you don't want to starve to death, and you need to go to where the food is. Now, most of the anti-gunners will stand up somewhere and, you know, where there is, you know, where there's nothing happening. They'll go after places where they'll try to get ordinances passed where everybody just doesn't bother anybody. And they stay away from the inner cities like Baltimore and like Philadelphia and New York. Right. And, you know, all of these places where the crime is actually going on, which I would love to see one of them go there and get up on their soapbox and hold up their sign saying, disarm now. But they're not.
Well, for one, a lot of the guys that come with me, they're not going to do that. Those guys are scary guys, you know. So, number one, they're not going to do that. Number two, when we do encounter some of those guys, the irony is because of how I try to apply our information. If you're closed-minded, I'm not even having the conversation with you. But if you're open-minded to have the conversation, we just try to figure out where the commonalities are. I know that you're missing information. I'm aware of that. I don't have to prove it to you. I know that you are missing some of the information. So if you're open-minded and I present the information, now I leave that. You weigh that on your own scale. You may never admit that to me or anyone from my group. But I know that after that situation, if you're being objective and you're applying the scientific process, a technical process, then that'll weigh later on, and your philosophy will start to adapt. You know, we've had meetings with, ceasefire PA, you know, and instead of, you know, arguing about things, we've said, okay, well, can you at least agree that, you know, you guys can maybe put some money up for some locks for some firearms in urban areas? Anybody wants to come down and get a free lock for their firearm without any questions asked, without any paperwork, they can just pick one up. Would you guys agree to that? And everyone agrees that, you know, children need to be safe. Cool. I can work with that. You know, so when I meet those guys, again, once, like you said earlier, once they get past the initial shock of and the questioning of, wait, what is this guy? Then when they have the conversation, a lot of times, if they're open-minded and objective, we can at least find some sort of commonality. And if they thought about coming with the rah-rah, my friends are really scary guys, and they'll do anything for me. So they don't even come there. Their presence is apparent.
So you're surrounded by some pipe hitters. Is that what you're telling me?
Man, these guys, I do not want to walk anywhere near my friends in a dark alley, ever.
Well, see, the problem I'm afraid you're going to have, and I hope you don't. I hope you don't. I hope you bridge that gap. I hope you bridge it, because I've been trying to. The problem you're going to run into is with a lot of these anti-gunners, it's not based upon logic, and it's not even based upon fact. And so you're having to appeal to either they really just want to be in charge of people and tell them what to do, and, you know, like Pantsuit Clinton, she likes being surrounded by guns, but she doesn't want anybody to have any guns.
Right.
So that kind of thing. And then you know, it's good to be surrounded by some pipe hitters, and I mean, but at the same time, you're dealing in the political arena, which I'm sure you've already figured this part out for yourself, but you're dealing with a bunch of fevered egos and narcissists who just, you know, they can't wait to send out a tweet every 5 seconds. So you've got to, you're juggling a lot of balls when you go into those areas, but I like what you're doing. You're doing exactly what I think is the right thing. I wish I could help you. I mean, if you were to take me on tour with you, they'd just be like, okay, what's this?
No, I would, number one. And two, you already are helping. I mean, anything that spreads this message and, you know, it's like you said, you know, a fresh face, a fresh energy, a fresh organization that's approaching it from a different, you know, angle. I think a lot of times those, you know, politicians that have already made up their mind, I think they're so far removed from the people. And this, I mean, any racial community, I don't care. I think they're in such ivory towers that they almost kind of can't see it. So it's almost like, I get it. You just don't understand because you're so far away from it. When they come, you know, I welcome anybody. Come through North Philly. Come see. You know, and you'll have this understanding that changes past your theory. There's a big difference between theory and practice. You know, so a lot of times I think they're just, I don't think they're even aware of their unawareness. When you share that with them, a lot of times in my experience, they start to go like, I didn't know. Now, but again, it's not my job to do that, and I don't need to pat on the back. I just need you to understand that you were missing information and now apply this information and adapt accordingly. That's the best thing. Because really, it's not about my ego, partisan, Republican, independent, Democrat. People are dying. People are dying. Your tax base, your constituents are dying for lack of knowledge. And, you know, we just have to give them the knowledge.
Yeah. We're about to run out of time. I hope I can get you back here. I'm going to keep your number. You are welcome to come back here anytime. If you guys have a public service announcement or something that you could send me, I'd be happy to run it for you on your own behalf, on your behalf.
Sure, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm whenever you need me, I'm a phone call away or a tweet or a text or a DM or which. Listen, I don't really sleep. Sleep is the cousin of death. So, you know, I'm up. We're moving around.
I think I completely understand what you're saying. I'll have to tell you that story another day. Maj Ture, Black Guns Matter. You can find him at Twitter at Maj Ture, all uppercase, I think. Black Guns Matter is on Facebook. Check him out. Thank you very much for joining me, young man.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
All right.
Hour rolling in. We'll be right back. This is Rock and Pope. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Think again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.